Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 15th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Improving My Character While Cooperating with Fellow Practitioners by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Improving My Character While Cooperating with Fellow Practitioners by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. It's hard to believe that 20 years have passed since I became involved with the materials production site in my area. I wouldn't be where I am today without Master's compassionate protection. I also owe thanks to fellow practitioners who have been encouraging me to keep walking well on my cultivation path. At the beginning of the persecution, we set up a large production site in a rented house with very limited resources. With Master's requirement to break up large material sites into smaller ones, we closed the large site and set up smaller, home-based ones. One practitioner bought a few computers and asked me to teach other practitioners how to use them. I wasn't a computer expert and only knew how to browse the internet and download files. Encouraged by her, I taught two practitioners how to download files from Minghui website and to print them. After they learned the basic operations, we brought printers from the original site to them. One after another, the home-based materials production sites were established. Working with fellow practitioners on material production provided me with ample opportunities to improve myself. Many of my attachments surfaced, such as zealotry, the mentality of showing off, competitiveness, jealousy, complaints, and complacency. I sometimes grew conceited and appeared arrogant when talking to fellow practitioners. With their help, I was able to identify my attachments and eventually remove them. Practitioners' kindness inspires me. My 87-year-old mother broke her femoral head in 2012 and became bedridden. I had to take care of her around the clock. I was exhausted by the end of the day and couldn't keep up with my cultivation. Without enough Fa study, my Xinqing level dropped. One practitioner came to my home and asked me to design an amulet for local practitioners to print. I was very cold to her and went straight to the kitchen to prepare lunch for my mother. She followed me and tried to persuade me to take on the task. I continued to ignore her and went about my business. After she left, my mother said, "She's a nice person." That practitioner didn't take my attitude toward her to heart. She came back a few times. I was touched by her persistence, realized my problem, and agreed to do it. After a long day of work, it was difficult to calm down and work on the design at night. I wasn't proficient with the computer, and it took me a long time to get things right. Actually, I wasn't able to get everything right. Because the front and back of the design didn't overlap, it created a lot of extra work for practitioners to align them, but none of them complained to me. They paid close attention to detail, and the final product turned out to be very beautiful. They were very popular when we passed them out. I felt sorry for refusing to do it in the beginning and for blaming the practitioner for not considering my situation. I realized that Master had arranged for that practitioner to help me move forward in my cultivation and that I had resisted for nearly 2 years. Becoming complacent. When practitioners all talked to me and said how great the design was, my show-off mentality arose. I began to brag about managing to do a good job despite so many difficulties. Seeing that my cultivation state was going awry, that practitioner invited me to her home to study the Fa. After rejecting her several times, I finally agreed. There were several other practitioners in the room when I arrived. She played the recordings of Master's lectures in Guangzhou. As I was listening, I fell asleep. That practitioner lightly touched me to wake me up and brought me a popsicle. She was so kind and thoughtful. I was ashamed of my own behavior. A full-function production site. As time went by, the materials production site I managed with other practitioners grew very fast. In addition to printing regular pamphlets, we were able to produce DVDs, bookmarks, and many other things. The bookmarks were especially popular among students, which helped us to better clarify the facts. To reduce waste, I suggested we reuse the extra paper cut off from DVD covers and turn them into bookmarks with truth clarification messages on them. Fellow practitioners all liked this idea. When the design for the Minghui desktop calendar became available, I coordinated fellow practitioners to get the corresponding materials needed for it. We leveraged the resources from other production sites and printed nearly 7,000 calendars in the first year. A female practitioner delivered boxes and boxes of calendars to different FA study groups. Although it was very labor-intensive, she never complained, but cherished the opportunity to make her own contribution to the project. Delivering the materials. After we finished making the calendars, we delivered them from door to door in the countryside and encouraged the villagers to quit the Communist Party and its organizations. We all worked very hard and skipped lunch, but we never felt hungry or tired. Many villagers expressed their gratitude. One winter day, we encountered heavy snow, and the sky was very bright from the light reflected off of it. We waited until it was dark and walked in the snow to get to the villagers' homes. When someone fell, we helped her up and continued on. Our pants were wet and our faces freezing. Despite the cold, the air was so fresh, and I remembered a poem from Master. Quote, "A great enlightened one fears no hardship. Having forged an adamantine will, free of attachment to living or dying, he walks the path of far rectification, confident and poised." Unquote. Righteous Thoughts and Righteous Actions from Hong Yin, Volume 2. Inspired and strengthened by the Fa, I felt proud to be a Falun Dafa practitioner, assisting Master in Fa rectification. The houses in the woods were far away from each other, but we didn't want to leave anyone behind. Male practitioners volunteered to go to the homes furthest away and on the worst roads. Sometimes a house would seem close, but would turn out to be far when walking in the dark. I was so touched by the practitioners' sacrifices and cherished every opportunity to work with them. Overcoming difficulties. After I learned how to install computer systems and fix simple problems with printers, I began to help local practitioners solve some issues. Master often gave me hints when I didn't know what to do. One practitioner set up a new production site at her home. She didn't have any computer knowledge at all, and I had to teach her everything. It took me a long time to teach her how to browse the internet and print files, as she kept forgetting things. I became impatient with her, but she didn't mind. No matter how bad my attitude was, she never took it to heart. In fact, it wasn't me teaching her to use the computer. She was helping me to improve my xingqing. After she learned the basic techniques, she bought another printer and provided all the materials needed for her FA study group. I used to go to the countryside with a practitioner to help fellow practitioners there fix their computers. After he moved to another city, I was left alone. Initially, I didn't feel comfortable going by myself, but then I thought, Master is giving me the opportunity to walk my own path. I can't always rely on fellow practitioners. At the end of 2017, one practitioner's printer stopped working. The weather was very cold, and the big printing machine couldn't fit into a regular car, making it almost impossible for us to take it somewhere to be fixed. I contacted overseas technical practitioners and traveled back and forth between my home and the countryside several times to fix the machine. In the end, all of the materials were finished on time. When I went to the countryside, I usually used the ride-sharing service. But the problem was, most drivers wouldn't leave if their car wasn't full. While waiting in the car for them to get more customers, I would become anxious about whether I would make it back at home in time to prepare lunch for my mother. I knew Master was using these opportunities to help me cultivate away my impatience. Usually, whenever practitioners needed me, I always put aside my own things and responded to their requests immediately. I knew how anxious they were when their machines had issues. At one time, it was raining outside, and yet I still rushed out to help a practitioner. I was completely wet when I arrived at her home, and yet no one came to open the door for me. All kinds of human thinking and complaints began to pop up in my heart. It turned out that that practitioner had thought I wouldn't come in the rain, so she had gone out. I scheduled another time to visit her, but again she wasn't home when I went there. I was very angry and thought she was untrustworthy. I blew up at her and said I would never come again. Looking inward, I realized that I was wrong and was still thinking about things from my own standpoint without being fully considerate of others. When similar situations happened again, I was able to calm down quickly. Instead of blaming fellow practitioners, I found myself becoming more understanding of them. That is exactly how we need to improve ourselves in cultivation. Overseas practitioners, technical support. When I encountered technical difficulties, I often turned to an online discussion forum run by overseas practitioners. At first, I didn't know how to post a question, so I would go over pages and pages of questions posted by other practitioners, looking for discussions related to my issue. Although it took me a lot of time to look for answers, I ended up learning many computer skills by reading those posts. Later, I created my own account and began to communicate directly with practitioners on there. Practitioners in the forum are very kind. They often encouraged me to believe in myself when I thought it was impossible for me to achieve a certain goal. It helped give me confidence and strengthened my righteous thoughts to keep trying. I appreciate every opportunity to work with different practitioners, whether in China or abroad. Without Master's protection and fellow practitioners' help and support, I wouldn't be able to achieve anything. Only when we work seamlessly as one body can we fulfill our responsibilities as Dafa disciples.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.